the wireless industry basically equates this with
Armageddon.
It draws an analogy to a beautiful, hot July 4th weekend at the beach, and everybody leaving the beach at the same time. The wireless networks could have a similar traffic jam tomorrow around noontime as Barack Obama is sworn in the nation's 44th president, because people have a tendency, and by the way, I saw this at the last space shuttle launch, people with cell phones have a tendency to phone their aunt or uncle or whoever is back home and tell them, hey, I'm here, or send them an image. And what that does is it strains the infrastructure, and the cell networks just can't handle all of the traffic.
Well, what we're hearing from the companies is that, assuming it's warm enough that you can take your gloves off and use your thumbs, that text messaging is probably the best way to get something through, because those go through more easily than calls with voice or pictures.
That is absolutely one of the wireless industry's tips. They are recommending that people text instead of call, because texting takes up less bandwidth than does calling. And speaking of taking up bandwidth, video and pictures take up a lot of bandwidth. So what the wireless industry is hoping people on the mall do is take all the pictures they want, but save them and do not send them until they leave the mall area. Now, having said that, it's also fair to point out that the wireless industry is adding more infrastructure. It's deployed a number of mobile cell towers.
I didn't know there were such things, mobile cell towers.
Yes. They call them COWS, cells on wheels.
COWS?
Yeah, C-O-W, that's the acronym,
okay.
Cells on wheels.
Good.
And they tow them in the area, and they'll be around the mall to try to ease the strain, but they don't think it will be quite enough. Let me also add that the industry also, or I should say the government, has a special program for emergencies. If there were something untoward that would happen, the emergency personnel have a code that they can use on their cell phones, and they enter that code before dialing the number, and the code essentially moves them to the front of the line.
Well, also, you have to have a phone that is pre-approved, and the government has to approve it, that has that capability, too. In other words, if you and I dialed that number, I think it's *272. Nothing would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be on their system and jump to the front of the line. Well, we hope nothing does happen that day, but this is good information to pass along to people. So you're suggesting that people text if they need to get a communication out.
Right.
Wait until they get home before they send any pictures or video.
Exactly.
And probably the cell phone call, too, not to attempt cell phone calls, or to just keep it to a minimum, or what's the suggestion
there? Well, they recommend that you text rather than talk. That's the tip from the wireless industry. And I mentioned the last space shuttle launch, which I attended, and we were using air cards, which is wireless transmission, for our laptops. And one by one, we saw Sprint service, AT&T,
wow,
and all of them sort of collapse, and nobody really understood what was happening till we realized that the wireless system was simply overwhelmed at the time of launch and just could not handle all the traffic.
So I'm wondering if this is going to impact little Wi-Fi networks that
yes.
they have set up in stores and things like that.
Absolutely.
So even if you get a little further away, it still would be impacted.
Well, good point. I mean, if you're not so close to the event, perhaps the impact would not be as severe. But absolutely, people in Washington, D.C., perhaps in Roslyn, Alexandria, and surrounding areas could experience some slowdowns because of this extra traffic. No question about it.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I bet that's true for everyone here in the area, that
sure.
we're going to have a little bit of overload on the system. Because I noticed the day after, like the Sunday of New Year's weekend,
mm-hmm.
everybody and their brother must have been on the internet, because I couldn't get on. The system was so slow. It was crawling. And I thought, my gosh, I have a virus or something. No, it was just a million people on the system.
It's the information superhighway, but there are only so many lanes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happens to cable or DS, especially cable, which is a shared network in your neighborhood. If everyone gets online at the same time, your cable slows down, too.
Yep, absolutely. Well, this is great information, Dick. Thanks so much for joining us. Where will you be tomorrow on inauguration?
I will be on the west front of the Capitol on one of the risers, just a couple of hundred feet. from Barack Obama as he becomes the nation's 44th president. Well, it is a really a privileged front row seat on history, I guess.
Well, we sure as hope we get to talk to you tomorrow about that.
I'd like that.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Good luck to you, Dick. Have a great day.
Send us a cell phone picture from there, too.
All right. I just hope I can keep warm.